We have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord, and I believe with all my heart. I heard many things from the thoughts that I had inside of my mind. It speaks to the confirmation of the Word of God by way of how He's begin to open up in the service. The testimonies were part of the message from both our beloved sisters who were challenging us. I lost the handwritten note I have with them. But one was saying, God is able to fill the void. Remember that? Okay, I do. Because we are challenged, or we were challenged by Sister Jenny to not be lost. That was her word, quote unquote, not be lost. And she's saying we need to line up. And then Sister, I can't find it. Nice piece of stuff that was given. Sister Joan was mentioning a few things about the choices. Thank you, Sister Kim. You see how good is to help me?
All right.
The two really should be one. You could try the math, but it is so. The choices we make, the consequences are determined by the choices we make. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In the book of Luke chapter 15, a familiar story, and from the verse number 11, it says, there was a man who had two sons, and this is NIV. The younger one said to his father, give me my share of the estate. Thank you very much. Give me my share of the estate. I would like to begin to challenge this text from right at this point. You know, in the culture of the Hebrew culture at the time, you waited for your inheritance. At a point in time, daddy may say, you know, I'm going to part the portion, or he waited until he died, but he left instructions of the portion. The older will get like two-thirds, the elder of the portion, and the younger, if they're the two siblings, would get a third. And here there was a man who had two sons, and the younger one said to his father, give me my share of the estate.
Alright.
So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and then squandered his wealth in wild living.
Yes.
Today we want to talk about the God of a second chance.
Hallelujah.
I believe life's journey, everyone deserves a second chance. You and I have messed up big time. Yes, I know. Many of us have done some regrettable, undesirable, foolish, shameful things. in times past. And even at present, we still do stuff that is considered intolerable, unacceptable, unpleasant. Can I get a witness?
Alright, amen. Amen.
These habits we've adopted along the journey of life from our youth. And today, this message will touch many of our young people, because you can see in the illustration of the story, or the beginning of the story, the young man asked for his portion of inheritance early, and he went off. We've entered into some transactions and agreements and arrangements. Sometimes we did it below the table. You know what I'm talking about? Especially those from South America. We always have a little thing put aside because you might have to grease somebody's hands and all those things. Or grease the elbow, as they would say over here. But such have brought regrets, and we long in our hearts at times for a second chance because of the mistakes that we make. Because of some of these choices, relationships are severed, they're broken, and there's lots of hurt going across horizontally and even vertically. And as life goes on, we are haunted by the memories. We are plagued. We even have nightmares about some of our choices that we made. Alexander Pope says this: to err is human, to forgive, divine. It is true. As humans, we all make mistakes, we all err. At one time or the other, all of us made some stupid mistake, or we messed up. Like we would say, shot ourselves in the foot. We shoot ourselves in the foot. The Bible rightly declares, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Amen.
But I believe we all deserve, all of us are worthy of another chance. Do you deserve a second chance? Do you think you are worthy of a second chance? An opportunity to try something again?
Right.
After failing?
Right.
One time or another? Are you willing to help someone by way of a second chance? Someone who has failed, in the hope that they will succeed another time?
All right.
I like the Latin word for second chance. Secunda opportuna, opportunitas. Secunda opportunitas.
All right.
Second chance. God is not only a God of second chances, but a third and fourth and fifth. Look at me.
Yes.
Look up. You can look up. I'm not all of that. But you don't want to see. You can look at me. My life is a testament of the God of a second chance. I remember vividly when I was caught up with the first spliff of marijuana. Come on, young people.
Right.
You're thinking about, you know, they're legalizing it, advertising it. Now it's time to try it. But ask me, and I would say to you, you know, learn from others' experience, as I once told a friend of mine. A dark path awaited me, because the deception came when I began to smoke. I felt good, honestly. We call it the weed of wisdom. I seemed to be so smart, or become smart, that I began to outwit my teachers. But I became arrogant. Side effects, maybe. One was arrogant, and two, I was dumb. As I kept on using this herb, I first noticed that while playing soccer, this day I decided to get high, because one of my friends, he said he always get high, and he was dynamic in his performance. He would take the ball and flip it over his head and bang! And he did some stuff. I felt I could challenge him, and I got myself up there, as we would say. But we were in a match, a very important match. So when the guy would pass the ball, like, I just there smiling in the nice pass. And before I react, someone took the ball and boom! My coach was red like the devil. He was prickled. And he says, "Matt is done! Drugs!" I heard that. It was the first time I really smoked and played, because I resisted that. But I began to realize that my judgment was kind of impaired. Making the story a little shorter, as I continued to embrace the culture, because reggae was on the airways, and the inflow of the vibes, you don't want to be left out, because everybody's rocking to the beat. No woman, no cry. One day, a friend came to visit me at my school of learning. And the principal approached me. I was so furious that I let off on him. And he suspended me for that. And I would let off, and I suspended again. Eventually, my judgment provoked me to leave the school, because they don't like me, how they're treating me. I left the school and was challenged. I was unemployed. I had to find a way to make a living. One day I was preparing some gooseberry syrup. But being high 24/7 is not a good thing. The gooseberry syrup was on the fire, and I was out on the road doing my own thing, and somehow the whole thing burned up, and my brother-in-law was not here. But he came up and he says to me that I'm cooking bricks because of the seeds of the gooseberry. And I got angry. And he ended up calling the cops on me. It wasn't easy. Because I was a good kid, I know. I love school, I love the calculus. Man, I had just gained my first distinction in electrical engineering. I wasn't that bad, but like Paul said when he wanted to do what was right, but something else propelled him in another direction. And he saw the law of sin operating in him. So the horde was driving me forward. The cops took me away and one big commotion in the station. I was no respecter of persons. I told them to draw all the guns out of the holsters because it ain't gonna be easy. But when I woke up, I was asking, where is this place? Why am I here? It was the woman standing next to me said, oh, you're in the psychiatric institution. It sounds nice. Psychiatric institution. I was not familiar with that term. But some way inside of me, I said, is this the madhouse? She says, no, this is a psychiatric institution. Good place to be. Young people, you got decisions to make. Amen. Your future is ahead of you. Yes. The God of a second chance was merciful to me. I escaped from that place because they tried to contain you forever. The nice promises of nut butter and biscuits and the things we do. One day, I was such a rebel, even in the very institution, that they would put me to sleep. And I would sleep for days because it was a heavy dosage of whatever it was. I would sleep for days. Maybe like 24 hours, 48, I should say hours more like, and into the next day. And when I awake from that, I was still not myself. But there was a woman there, she saw me and she had an affection for me. And she said to me, son, we have a problem in the community, we need water. Would you be willing to draw water for me and my daughter? And I said, I would mind. Because in the back of my mind, I was saying, this is my opportunity. And she took me to where she lived. And I began to do the duty. And eventually, I ran away. Because it was dusk. It was sundown. I said, I'm going to run until I reach the border. Suriname border. And I really began to run. Part of the journey, I got hungry. And I noticed I was at Kanji. And there was cane fields there. And I tried to get the cane from the cane field. But there was a dam there, and every time I put my feet, it was so deep, I was scared. And I kept walking along the dam, and I saw a dry piece of cane, and I began to eat it. Be careful about the choices you make.
Amen.
Imagine I'm eating this dry cane and some brothers come up to me and says, "Oh, you're a thief." I said, "What? You went across, you went into the cane field and steal." I said, "No." He says, "Look, your leg." Because the mud was there, the evidence. But it was a dry piece of cane somebody left. And these guys had their machetes. I said, "I'm going to die today," because they were so furious. Well, they decided to take me to the cops again. I tell them, "No, I can't go back to the cops. I even explained to them where I came from." And he says, "You gotta go." He said, "All right, let's go." And boy, a strength came over me as we were going, and I pushed east and I pushed west and I began to run south. I was the running man. And I ran for miles. And I end up taking a rest on the cold ground at the Bethel Assemblies of God Church. I found refuge in the outside of that church. I couldn't die because these guys they really meant to get me. And God of a second chance,
hallelujah,
is watching over me. I was foolish. I was determined. I took a portion of my examination money. I might have said that to you, but I want the young people to understand the choices that you make, the consequences that follow. And I wasted it on a pair of soccer shoes, of which I did lost. Someone stole. I got my feet damaged, broke. And I lost until my exams. And this is when a desire came. A strong desire. Where I begin to look to, I begin to look upward, pleading, if I could get another chance at my schoolwork. That was my high school examination. Fortunately, the very next school that opened was the very school that I began to talk to you about, where I began to go to this technical school, and get help. I can say, with the help of the Father, who the Bible says, God demonstrated his love to us, word. He commended, he showed his love to us, towards us. And yet, while we were sinners, God was showing love, sending rain on the house of the unjust, because I was not serving him. But he made a provision. I went to that school and I began to excel. And our people, many a times when we're about to peak, the divisiveness of Satan, he lures in and causes us to fall through disobedience, we feel that we have arrived at times, and because of that, with the pride in us, we often fall. And that's when my life ricocheted. I fell away from grace. But the good Lord had his hand upon my life.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't over. I went to the mining field and began to mine. I'm working for gold, working for diamond, and squandering all the money as I got it. like this young man. The Bible said, not long after that, the young son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. You see, the church, we can compare it to the ark that Noah was in. This very church, this part of the body of Christ, this part of the vineyard. That ark had all manner of animals. And it wasn't easy when they began to drop. The stench, I could imagine, the howling and the growling and the snarling. But if you know the story of Noah, life existed only in that ark.
Hallelujah.
Young men, young women, look up. Wake up. Look up. You may feel that in here is bad. Just like the ark. Do you want to go outside? You think anybody wanted to leave the ark? The presence of God was there. Life was there. Outside was death. Rain. There was a flood. No life. Because the Bible says all life ceased except those that were in the ark. The water rose and covered the entire earth. You're going to find struggles in this very church. But remain. Stay in here. God is going to make a way. Behind every dark cloud, there is a silver lining. I'm not going to say at the end of the rainbow there's a pot of gold. I don't know about that. But after a storm comes a calm. And here might be stormy and rocky. But let me tell you, in the midst of the storm, he's always present.
Hallelujah.
Even if he's asleep in the boat,
yeah,
he's present and he's able to still the storms of life. Be careful, yeah, about the choices you make. So the Bible is filled with records from Genesis to Revelation, nations like the nation of Israel receiving a second chance. Nineveh, the Babylonians, Jonah was sent to minister to them because God was about to give them a second chance. Adam sinned, the first man, and God made a sacrifice to clothe his nakedness. Abraham lied. But yet, God says, he's a friend. He became a friend because of the change and the turnaround. Moses, Jacob, the supplanter, the schemer, Samson, David, name them, Peter, all were given a second chance.
Hallelujah.
I believe you and I deserve a second chance.
Thank you, Jesus.
So in the mining field, as I said, we found this large stone. My friend, he advised me, don't swim the ocean because he's going to go ahead and do business, which I agreed to. And I'm going to get my share. But somewhere along the line, I said, I don't like this. Suppose I never see him again. I'm on this side of the shore. He's heading on that side of the shore because we were at the bottom of the waterfalls. And the rapid was very, as the water come down from the falls, the turbulence was so strong. But as the water drifted away, the river became wider. So for you to get across, you had to do much more swimming, according to my calculation. Under the falls, it was shorter to swim, but the turbulence was great. Another wrong decision is coming up. I said, I'm going to get over there. So when we made this raft, and my friend was on the raft, and two of the guys, they decided to swim because they were expert swimmers. Myself and another friend left, and I said to him, I'm not staying overboard. And I said, I'm going to take refuge with the raft. So I kept pushing the raft and swim towards it and going nicely. And then suddenly, I'm seeing the land there, and suddenly I'm out of breath. Water was filled in my clothes. I don't know what's happening because I jumped with everything over. And I started to go down. I was calculating, you know, if I go down here, maybe I can walk further at the bottom and go to the end and push myself up. But I said, how long is it to the bottom? I don't know. Muslims. As I come back, I saw the guy on the raft like he was fighting with his shoes, the latchet of his shoes. And then I began to see a reflection of my life from A to Z. And I began to beg the Almighty God. I said, Father, I'll become a Christian if you save me. If I come out of this predicament, I'll be a Christian. Because I saw the wrongs that I did. And I saw everything before me. And as I come up the water maybe a second time, the guy leaped over, grabbed me by my body and swam with me and put me to the end of the river. I was like, wow. Yes! I was praising Jah. Jah! I made it! You know, as I got onto the shore, we reached the place that we would call the landing, where the community was. And I said, after we sold the diamond, bears for everybody, marijuana for me. Just made an oath and a vow on your deathbed. Look, if you ain't living for Jesus and love Jesus, don't say maybe the second before I die or what? When your heart, the ways of the transgression is hard. And when your heart is hardened, God allows you to go the way. He even gives you over to become a reprobate. Don't take the chance. Don't let the devil deceive you and tell you that you have time. No! Today is the acceptable time. Amen. To receive Jesus as your, yes, Lord and Savior and to live for Him.
Yes. Amen.
Today, no! Friend, I forgot. But God remembers.
Right.
Noah was in that ark for how many days? And the Bible said, God remembered Noah. This was at the falls. A year or two later, at the bottom side of the river, I was in it again. Me. This time, I was so proud of myself. I saw the little nice girls by the water side, and I said, I'm going to swim across the river and show how, you know, only to know that I reached over and can't make it back. Yes, I was going down again. I shouted for help. And I saw myself at the top going down that time, lying to God. You know, I told him I'm going to become a Christian this time for sure. For sure, sure, sure. Liar! God remembers, and he reminded me of the calamity that I was in when I made my oath and vow. We cannot escape him. He's omniscient. We cannot escape him. He's all present, all knowing, all powerful. We can't escape.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? He extended mercy again to me and sent two guys this time to rescue me. And while they were coming, one says, you know, I tried to help. I've got, when you try to help people that are going down, they carry you down. I said, no. Come. The guy says, what? They swim in, coming, and we get in this conversation. Life. I said, man, this time I'm treading the water. I had enough energy left to tread the water. The tide was pushing me away. And I said to them, come, I'm going to be humble. So the guys came and once put a hand on that shoulder, and they took me to the shore. And I pressed my stomach, and so much water came out of me. And I forgot! But thank God, two instances, a coincidence, I met a young woman, and she told me about coming to church. Visiting her church. Thank God for people who were determined to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And then my cousin challenged me to say the Lord's Prayer, of which I forgot. I had to go and memorize all over again. And the Spirit of God began to witness to me, it's time for a change.
Hallelujah.
A second chance was given to me. I submit and I subdue to the Holy Spirit. And God began to do a work. Because this God is a loving Father.
Hallelujah.
The gist of the story we're about to read and to accomplish is that he's a loving Father extending love to a wayward son. By way of forgiveness, when we think of a second chance, the word forgiveness must be paramount. It must be at the forefront of our minds.
Yeah.
In order for you to give someone a second chance to get their trust, it doesn't mean giving them a second chance is that you know. But it's to see how much, it's to restore them and to see how trustworthy they will become. So the God of heaven has extended a second chance towards us, his prodigal sons and daughters. They got some prodigal daughters. I mean, the song covers daughters, but I'm saying there are prodigal daughters.
Right.
Back to the moon. And some of them, they're going to rub your head and put you to rest and then cut your hair off and call the guards on you. Be careful of the Delilahs, right. Young men.
Right.
Be careful. They're out there. Somehow. On my cell phone, on the Facebook page, I was scrolling and there I saw three girls dancing. They were dancing and one of them comes up to the camera with a very short skirt and she squats. Yes, I didn't look because I was looking. Then the other one, she picks up. She's smoking. The other one on the other side is smoking too. And they're brandishing their Adidas wear. from head to foot. This I never know that they have these Adidas dresses. They do, right? But she picks up this one, I don't know what kind of Jack Diamond or whoever it is in that bottle, and she's glorifying this thing and showing like I'm smoking, and I'm saying they need a second chance. This ain't right. In their teens, and they cannot like life. So I'm trying to fast forward the thing. They're walking. I said, let me get past this page quick. Because one of them coming up to the mic, to the camera, and squatting so often, like, you. God is love. And He's the God of a second turn.
Hallelujah.
Fourth, fifth chance. It's amazing to know how this shepherd. Jesus says, I am not come but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And I was looking at the lost sheep. He left the 99.
Yeah.
And he went after this wayward one that went about. And I was asking, why would you leave 99 to go after Gordon? It is the value of the sheep, the worth that he saw, even though it's wayward, that sheep has value. And what to that shepherd? It shows the love of God that He would go beyond boundaries for the sinner. That's why there's rejoicing in heaven. Because the way how God has extended His love is beyond our imagination. The Bible says the hired hand flees when he sees the wolf coming. But the good shepherd is willing to lay down his life for the sheep. And that is what Jesus did for me.
Glory to God.
And this is what he's going to do for you. The sheep and the coin that was lost. Remember the woman who lost that coin? It is said after when you get married in the culture, that culture, they would give the woman 10 coins. And it's like symbolic. It's like the wedding band that is upon their finger. It is so cherishable. And losing one meant so much. And this woman went about searching for that coin until she finds it. And she tells everyone, I've got it back. But let's look. The coin could not return near the sheep. But as we continue in this story, it says in verse 17, when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired hand have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. For he ran to him, his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But Father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Lord. It was when Joshua the high priest was standing before God and the devil came to accuse him. And the word of the Lord says, the angel says, the Lord, even the Lord rebuke you, Satan. And the Lord said to him, see, I'm going to clothe you. I'm going to cover up your sins and make you this person that, like a new person, in other words. And all you need to do is continue to live for me, to serve me. And I'm going to show you the glories of the kingdom of God. I'm paraphrasing. He put on a robe. We can sing today with assurance. I am covered over with a robe of righteousness that Jesus gave to me. Jesus gave to me. I am covered over with the precious blood of Jesus, and I know He lives in me. Oh, what joy to see those happy faces praising God in heavenly places. There's rejoicing when we come and we surrender to God. So the Father says, put a ring on his finger. The ring of reconciliation. We heard about the ring of suffering last week, right? You were here? Like what Paul said, like, I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. When we come to him, it's not a bed of roses. There are challenges awaiting us. But he says, like sister said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Right.
Like the word of God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but will be with you unto the end of the age. He put a finger and a sandals on his feet. The slaves were barefooted. So when you see a sandals on the feet, no. Respect. Bring the fatted calf and kill it, rejoicing again. And I tried to imagine when I came home. My mama said to me one day, now I've seen my son. I can't forget those words. I said, Mommy, how I look? I cut my hair and stand in attention. Wow, now I've seen my son again. His father saw him as filled with compassion. And he said, he sinned against heaven. He says, bring the fatted calf and let's kill him. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. Jesus, celebrate. That's why I really give God my all. Because that's just a fraction of the action of what happened in my life. God has dragged me out of the guttermost and put me on up to the uppermost. He's changed my heart from the heart of a beast and made it the heart of a priest.
Right?
God is about to work inside of me, transforming, changing the heart of stone and putting a heart of flesh. Church, young people, I'm closing now. The Bible says, lay aside all superfluity and naughtiness and receive, or walk, first it says, walk circumspectly. Walk circumspectly as wise, not as fools, redeeming the time, because the days are evil, making full use of the time, because the days are evil. Satan is out to deceive you, to accuse you, to inflict stuff upon you that would cause you to be sick, and Satan wants to cause you to. So Jesus came to defeat the purposes of the enemy, because he's out to get you, in other words. Like the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says, I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. The fullness of life is in Jesus Christ. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Father, you really and truly a God of a second chance.
Yes, he is.
You see how upstart some of us are towards our parents. As children, we said we must obey our parents in the Lord. This is right. It is good. Honor our father and mothers, that our days may be long upon the land. Long life will be a result, as a result of being obedient to God's word. There are husbands today that provoke their wives, and wives today. Today, God stands wise today that disrespect their husbands. You can say, ouch, if you want to. God is saying, look, I understand the frustration, but I stand ready because I am the God of a second chance. You may find yourself going off the course. But God is saying, look, come unto me. All the burden and heavy laden. Come and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and burden light. He that cometh unto me, I shall in no wise cast out. God stands ready to extend his love. God is love.
Yes.
God first loved us. Yes. Here in his love. Not that we love God, but that he first loved us.
Hallelujah.
And sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. It's dynamic. I don't want to keep us any longer. But it's dynamic how the Spirit of God had brought in Christ Jesus to bring us to God. It's like I was saying earlier, when Adam was created in the image and the likeness of God, and then he fell. But Christ came, and now he's recreating us into the second Adam's image. Oh, it's deep. God is saying, I love you with an eternal love, an everlasting love. And this is the love I want you to see. I think sometimes we need to see past the word Jesus Christ. And we begin to see him as the Messiah. We need to, to begin to see through the spectacle of the anointed one. To give back the respect and the honor that is due to Almighty God. Who left his esteemed estate in glory. He became a common man. He left eternity and stepped into time so that he can do a deep work, bring deliverance and victory to men, women, and children. And when it was finished, he stepped back out of time into eternity. And he's sitting on the right hand of God the Father, where he sits forever to make intercessions for you and I. It is because of his love. It is because of his love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
He has not come to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You have to hang in there through it all. Despite, God stands ready to help you. David knew it. When he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit. Cast me not away from your presence, neither withhold the Holy Spirit from me. He says, make me to know the joy of your salvation. I'll be able to teach transgressors your ways. And every broken bone in me may rejoice. The Lamb of God took your place. I should have been crucified, but Jesus the Lamb took my place.
Yes,
amen. So Lord, we just want to, we're stirred up. We're convinced. We're convicted. We've been going our own ways. All like sheep have gone their own way. Everyone has gone their own way. But God had laid upon him, Christ Jesus, the iniquity of us all. It's time to return to him because he's the God of a second chance.
Hallelujah.
Bow your hearts with me.
Praise
God. Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, we thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We want to praise you.
Thank you. You have
mercy. You've extended
your
mercy to us, withholding your anger of your wrath, and extending favor, the grace of God, which has brought salvation to all. That has taught us to deny ungodliness and worldliness so that we may live soberly in this modern age. We are so thankful, Abba. Thank you,
praise
Lord.
God.
I don't want you to be afraid because God has not, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption. You are adopted into the beloved
praise
of God today.
God.
We've received the spirit of adoption or sonship, whereby we can
Lord.
Cry out to Him, Abba, Father. Let's talk to the Lord this morning.
Hallelujah, Father.
Talk to the Lord this morning. Begin to talk to the Lord this morning. God, you are in charge and we know all is well.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Young people, I always want to challenge you because this was a young man. There's so many steps that I didn't go through. The steps that he took that caused him to fell away from grace. He was very self-willed, rude and obstinate. He had pride built up in him. And this young man, he separated himself. You know, he was so withdrawn. And he went out into sensuality. He had he ended up in spiritual destruction because as a Jew he ended up eating from the pig's pen and they had no dealings with the unclean animals ceremonially by the law. In fact, he ended up in such a degraded state, he was self-abased. And then he ended up being starved, as I'm saying, had to end up wanting to eat the husk of the pigs. It is so... when we separate ourselves, when we want to move away from the instructions of the law of the Lord, this is what happens. But the Bible says, wherewithal can a young man cleanse his ways is by taking heed to the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And when he began to acknowledge himself, he came to realization. He became conscious and he became aware. Oh God, he understood the severity of the mistake that he made. And God began to work and his character began to become resolute. It began to become firm and it became determined in his mind. And as he repented and as he returned, as he changed course, as he went back to the source of his blessing. When we return to the source of our blessing, there's going to be rejoicing and there's going to be a party. There's going to be reconciliation when we return. And eventually, we're going to be reclothed. And then God, there's going to be great rejoicing. A feast is going to be set. Oh, hallelujah. Young people, I want to pray with you very quickly. Stand where you are. If you consider yourself young.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Praise
just
God.
Come, let me just touch
praise
and believe God,
God
for the healing and the deliverance. Come down quickly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come, young people, come.
Praise God.
This
praise
is
God.
Your time. The Bible says, remember now the creator, the days of your youth, because there are going to come days. There's a coming when you even got no pleasure, delight in them.
Praise God.
When you give your heart to the Lord at a young age, you can live your whole life for Jesus. You ain't coming at 83 when deep dropping off, when the fence breaking down, when the bones are getting weak. Oh no, you're giving God with you. But when you're young and strong, when you can go to the mission field, when you can begin to stand up and evangelize, when you can talk about God, when you can begin to excel in your secular work. And be in a position whereby you can be used
hallelujah,
by God
Lord.
To minister.
Oh God.
Remember now
Jesus' name,
the
creator
of your youth.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
God.
Thank you, Papa. Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God. Our young people, Father.
Yes.
God, they've changed course. Look what's happening, Father. They've changed course. They're returning to you, the top, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Very spirit,
God, reach down upon your son, Lord. Reach down upon your son. Reach down upon your sons, oh God. Mighty men, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, mighty men, reclaim them for your kingdom.
You alone.
Transform us.
Oh God, touch
transform. Transform. Transform.
Help her to make the right decision, oh God.
You're standing here if you have a personal need. You're standing here and you have a power that has developed. God is saying, come out. Let's pray and break. Unshackle your life and set you free. You would experience emancipation or liberation if you would step out by faith right now. God wants to liberate you.
Right decision.
Anyone have a special need? Some things happening in your life. You don't have to tell me, but because it is special, God is saying, come, let's pray. Break the yoke. Break the yoke. Break every yoke. Break every yoke.
Touch. God, in the name
God,
of Jesus.
God is servant, God. You are the calling that you've placed upon him. The decisions that are about to be made, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
You said when we delight ourselves in you, you'll grant us the desires of our
hearts. Prevail.
When we commit our ways to you, you will bring them to pass. And when we trust in you, let our heart, leading us upon our own understanding, acknowledging you, not only direction, direction to your servant. Confirm with signs and wonders the things that is in his
mind
that you're calling him to do.
Yes, Father.
Have mercy on you, Lord. Break every yoke and shackle and suffer in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Mountain flow like a river, Lord.
All right.
Praise God.
You with me?
Praise God. Praise God.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Those in the congregation.
Glory to God.
Anybody have a special need? This is the time.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Now is the time. Come, let's pray and believe God. He's going to do a deep work. Whatever is your desire, whatever is in need. God says, I will supply needs. If you delight yourself in me, I grant you the desires of your heart.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God,
Jesus, never fail. Never fail. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus cannot fail. Hallelujah. He is the light of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need thee. Oh.